And home is the lonely, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll know. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high, and the wheel of heaven fell back in the fear and the alarm. You did not desert me, my brother.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is Third Rail Radio time. Welcome to Third Rail Radio with also your host, Mr. Antichrist73. And then, just me, Dalek. I want to see if he might be calling up in just a little bit, and we'll see how that is. Going on. I'm going to go ahead and send him the short link real quick. And hopefully we can go ahead and promote the show at this very moment. And this will be completely and utterly fantastic. It's been about 6 years, to say the very least. It's been a crazy past 6 years. So I'm very, very happy that I am back on. And then also, Mr. Antichrist is back on himself. So it's going to be a little bit more of a something different and just something that we just need to get back into a long time. We need to get back into, and it will always be like clockwork, so it will be pretty dang easy. And if you guys want to go ahead and call in, you can go ahead and call in by doing it by dialing 563-999-3597. That is 563-999-3597. And let me go ahead and do this real fast. Because I'm trying to go ahead and get the link so that I can go ahead and give it to Mr. Antichrist himself, and we can do all the fun stuff from there. But yes, welcome back. I appreciate you guys coming on over to the, I don't know how many installments of Third Rail Radio we had. And here is.
Hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, baby, we're back. Sorry about this.
Oh, my gosh.
In combination with my Ludovic type personality, I have a new telephone, and it's very complicated. It folds open. And sometimes, like, I think it's still a little glitchy. I don't think it's, like, most of the apps are optimized for it. So my apologies. That was quite an effort. But here we are back again, my brother. Continue.
Yes. The continuation. Oh, man. It's been crazy.
It's been crazy. So, well, I'll tell you first thing. Let me give people a little history. I think we were probably first on the radio, like, 7 or 8 years ago.
Yep. Almost, actually, 6 years. Actually, it was, like, slowly right before 2015. Like, right before, like, on that, like, cusp between, like, 2015 into, like, 2016. That's where we just kind of, like, stopped.
Yeah, that's where, there was a series of events that things just kind of slowly disbanded, as most organic things do. We're back, I would say, you know, because we have never completely lost contact, and then also sort of the context of the world right now reflects what was going on back then a little bit, I think, to a certain extent. So you were a young buck when we first met. What have you been up to? Fill me in.
Almost, like, mostly just working. That's pretty much it. Just me working, doing my job, and that's all I can do. I've kind of really just stopped being, like, I don't know, being a twatter person and just being on to, like, the regular 9-to-5. That's pretty much it. I can't really.
And are you still in the grocery business?
Yep. I've done it
right
for almost
on,
6 years.
Yeah. And still enjoying it. I mean, that's certainly in the family of the food business, which,
yep,
you know I'm in. And
yeah.
So, I mean, have you moved up in 6 years from department to department, or do you play it low key?
I play it low key. I really like
right
the
on.
Job. I really like the place where I'm at. So I'm not gonna be like, oh man, I want to go ahead and move up in the company. I want to be a manager, and I like somewhere in between. I like leadership, but in between, it just seems like it's, like, way too much most of the dang time. So I just said, eh, fuck it. I'm just going to go ahead and have my place.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, that there's something to be said for that now. You know, it's not all ambition and seeking glory. I was fortunate enough, during COVID, I cut meat at a grocery store in Madison, a co-op. So it was kind of uppity. But I felt very fortunate to be able to work during COVID, or I would have lost my motherfucking mind just
mm-hmm.
sitting at home. And so I thought that was a good thing. Now, let me ask you a question, because I kind of forget. So, like, if I'm logged in, you can stay logged in, and can I go to the chat room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
Yeah, cool. I don't quite remember. But, yeah, it would be awesome if some of the old yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, so, and you survived COVID. Did you ever get COVID?
I got sick a couple times, but I don't think it was COVID.
Right on. So you never got a positive test result.
Yeah, I have not gotten a positive test result.
Yeah, no, neither have I. All right, I think I'm in the chat, but can you still get in the chat if we're both in the chat? I remember we used to do the co-host thing. I tried to do the co-host without you like a week ago, and it was so fucking funny. Nadine Glenn was up in here making fun of me.
It's okay. It happens. I want to talk to Glenn so badly, too. That would be cool.
Yeah, we'll give him, you know, I'll give him a quick shout. You know, and people, if they are listening, it definitely makes, especially right now, it makes it way more fun if, you know, if people call in and liven up the discussion. That's a subliminal message to Coach, to Yo Cali, to anybody who's listening, the whole crew, the shock crew. Winnie the Pup.
I have to go ahead and do that, too. I have to.
Yeah. I hadn't been on Twitter in a long time. You know, and then I don't know what you know, kind of drove me back on. I mean, I always keep in touch with a couple of people on here, you know, via other means, including you to a certain degree. Yeah, it seemed like a lot of people kind of came back at the same time. You know, I've also had a different sort of internet social interaction thing going on during COVID, especially when it was pretty fucking bleak. And that was extremely helpful as well. Yeah, that was killer. So you also have, like... a project going on Guild.
Yeah, actually on Rumble. Matter of fact, there is. Yeah, so it's literally on that alternative media platform. There's actually a live show that we do, and usually it's with the guys that I did with the first irregulars for so long ago, and it's just like. Mostly some of them guys, they like just to go ahead and just talk shit. So that's what I like to go ahead and do too, and just let them facilitate of just talking.
Yeah. So, I mean, for some reason I got cut off last time, but you guys were having an interesting discussion about. You like Kylan? Can you like
one more time?
No, I'm just. Can you like Kylan? I was talking to Debbie. She sends her love to you.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Way.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and you guys were having an interesting discussion about music, and a little bit on Christian music, and then I got like cut off. I hope you know I was not offended. It was actually a really interesting discussion.
I think it's happening with what happened is that were you on like another app? Were you on like that specific app for a long time? Because if you were off of it, it does actually cut you off. So
well,
like what happens is that
like the day I got this crazy new phone.
Shit.
I was struggling a little bit, and it has all, like, these multi-window functions, and I think my audio got, like, I don't know, another app was using the audio, and I didn't have the permissions right, but anyway, I think I've got that straightened out at this point. So did you catch the Oscars last night?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Oh, my goodness. Such inappropriate behavior.
Yep.
Just a grown man smacking another grown man. I don't think it was real.
It's pretty messed up. I don't think so.
I think it was a stunt. It was. Something was up with that. It was crazy, right? Because that's assault. Like, Chris Rock's going to get paid if that shit was real.
Yeah.
You know,
that
and
would
then
be insane.
It was, Yeah, it was a scene. I mean, we may have seen two big or one super, super huge Hollywood career and one like kind of mediocre Hollywood career go right down the tubes last night. But they're both getting crucified.
Can you move that a little bit?
Yeah. Debbie says hello. We're on the
hello.
Public radio.
Oh, what's up,
it's okay.
Everybody?
We have like 120 listeners. All right, go ahead, Dalek.
Hold on. Oh, this is fun. All right, well, this isn't too bad. I mean, with everything going on and just having, like, this back on, I think it'll be kind of fun just to work around a little bit, and I'll have to go ahead and get the old guys to talk for a bit.
Yeah. We got to encourage some of the old guys to get on here you know, I mean, as far as in that realm goes, I mean, it's nice to see, you know, I don't know which, I mean, where you stand on the war, I don't make any assumptions, but I don't know, it's nice this Ukrainian IT army has a slew of, like, automated tools to, like, DDoS the right the right websites that they want down. It's pretty fucking funny, man. It's pretty clever. It's extremely clever, actually.
I think there's a lot more to the Ukrainian and Russian kind of, like, situation in general, and, like, there's so much history to it. There's, like, almost past 100 years worth of history, and, you know, Ukraine does not like Russia whatsoever, and...
Yeah, it's centuries old, right? Like, I mean, centuries, like, eons old, the fight, like, you know, going back to, like, the Rus territories, and, you know, Ukraine was, like, you know, a fiefdom, I guess you would call it a fiefdom, as was Russia, but ruled by czars. They've been fighting forever.
Yep.
You know, there's deep, deep history there. When I grew up, I want to be a Cossack. they're like the pirates of the fucking, the guerrilla squad, the loot crew.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. All right, hold on one second. I have to get a beer. I'm going to mute for a second.
Oh, no worries. I got to go ahead and get my drink myself. So, but yeah. Like I was trying to say, there's just so much more, and it's very complex. The Zelensky government, and then also with them saying that they're trying to go ahead and denazify Europe, and actually trying to deal with like the U.S. bio lab kind of like thing. And
if you go back, it's funny, the collective attention span or memory, you know, of the world is so short. I mean, just in 2012 13 14, most of us probably watched a lot of those uprisings and riots and
Yep, in 2014 with Ukraine.
Yeah, and them motherfuckers were going hard, dude. Those were no, like, ordinary, like, I mean, the chains and shit like that. Those guys had skills. Some of those guys were definitely fascists. And that's what happens, you know, when you have a common enemy, you know, it makes for the oddest bedfellows. You know, I think that Russia saying they're trying to denazify Ukraine is a little far-fetched considering their president is Jewish. But that's not to say that there aren't fascist socialists and a good number of them within, you know, the Ukrainian, you know, politico. There certainly are. But I don't know, I am absolutely flabbergasted at the pathetic showing of the Russian military. Like, boy, the Cold War was really overblown, if you know what I mean. Like, oh my God, those kids are getting fucking wrecked, getting lost in towns, asking for fucking directions, abandoning their armored vehicles, their tanks, what have you. It just all seems a mess.
It's because it is. It's very much so much of like a mess, and then like it just comes to find out that we're just it's coming to the point where like, you know, the fighting spirit of their military has gone down so quickly it's not even funny, and I don't even think it should be a war that they should be fighting. I know a lot of people who are not wanting to go ahead and do this. It's coming to the point where it's, you know, I have no clue why even like Putin would even do it, or just to have something like that. It's just literally ridiculous.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean the trickery of it. I mean, there was downright, you know, sorcery involved. Like, you know, these guys are conscripted. Most of the guys on the ground now are conscripted soldiers. I mean, we learned, and I mean, I guess the draft worked in World War II, but then Korea didn't work very well, and then in Vietnam it didn't work at all. You know, conscripted soldiers versus a volunteer army. It's interesting they call a volunteer army on account of the fact that they're paid soldiers. But at any rate, it means, I guess, the point of being volunteer, the word in this context means that you sign up to get paid. But the effectiveness of a volunteer army has been proven, like, throughout history thousands of years ago to be much more effective than a conscripted army. And then to trick a bunch of kids, and, like, I mean, these kids are so westernized. You know, I mean, and the oligarchs, the people that Putin washes money through and sets up subsidiaries and offshore, you know, corporations and funnels money through and everything, but they don't want to live in Russia, and now they can't live anywhere else. I mean, you talk about Chris Rock being cucked last night by Will Smith. Like, basically, if they don't do something about Putin, like, they're a bunch of bitch-ass motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree. You know, nobody wants to live in fucking Russia. None of these oligarchs actually live there. They have homes there, but they don't live there. You know, they live in London. They live in New York. They live in L.A. They live in fucking Tokyo. Like, they live where it's hip. They're not trying to live in fucking St. Petersburg or Moscow. You know, the funniest thing was that Ukrainian guy who sunk a Russian official's yacht, like, on his own. Talk about mutiny. That's fantastic. Anyway, go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to go ahead and say I just don't like the sad state of affairs that, you know, with what's going on. I don't like it. I find it fishy. And even with, like, the whole, like, biolab crap, especially with Hunter Biden, his son, Joe Biden's son, just having, like, a huge direct kind of in cahoots with many energy companies in Ukraine and having that kind of corruption and political power within there since like 2016, right? 2014, around when the Obama administration was around. It's very, very fishy, and it's very messy.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. I mean, without going into, you know, full, I mean, I don't really believe there's such a thing as coincidences. And, you know, the fact that, you know, even before everything got convoluted by Senor Trump, you know, there was a relationship without question between Biden's son and Ukraine. And it really manifested in 2013, 2014. And, you know, what's funny is that uprising that we witnessed in 2014 was actually successful. But the, and I'm not going to be able to remember his name, but the then president of Ukraine, who was, you know, blocking Ukraine from joining the EU, which I think was sort of convoluted reason for the uprising, sort of in those back channel ways you're talking about. Like, that president went straight to fucking Russia and works for Putin. Like, he's in his inner cabinet. It's one of the few people he actually talks to right now. And, you know, that's just another coincidence that it's, yeah, it's fishy. And you have to, Cat God, my brother. Hey, big love to Cat God, and bless him and bless his health. You stay with us, my brother. And yeah, no, you know, like the world worth. I don't, Dalek. It doesn't seem like you have an interventionist approach to this. Like we should be anywhere near it.
No, I think we should just go ahead and get out of here and stay away from it. But I mean, we've already stuck our dick in shit, so yeah, I don't really know what per se to do. Like, I would like to see not very much a conflict, and I really don't want to go ahead and get into a conflict like that, but it's not...
The only way it's going to end at all... Sorry, I'm interrupted. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I want you to go ahead and bring out your thought.
I mean, the only way this ends well, because this cat... Not Cat God, this Putin fellow, like, he cannot back down. I don't think it's even within his brain chemistry to back down. Not to mention he would be overthrown from within quickly. But, I mean, I think that's the only way this ends peacefully is if he's taken – I mean, if he's taken out from somebody within. But he doesn't get close enough to anybody right now. I mean, he's, like, beyond Hitler. Crazy. I don't know what kind of methamphetamines that motherfucker has up in his palace, but he's getting a little cray.
Yeah.
You know. So, and again, I think like sort of. I mean, Gazprom is going down. It's the biggest corporation in the world. He owns 3/4 of it. It's losing so much money by the hour. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I don't think he's going to back down, but I suspect regime change in some form, hopefully from within. But yeah, it's a suicide mission.
I think it's also. Yeah. I can see that, and not only that, it does seem very quite interesting that, who was it? Zelensky actually took out all the political parties and just, like, mostly brought it into one, which is kind of weird to say the very least, and we also kind of, like, had a part and a role for his part for his, like, political, grabbing of Ukraine, too, which is interesting, too.
Yeah, there is a valid argument to be made that he is actually the creation of not just Western ideology, but actually literally Western training. And, you know... But again, I think you have like whatever black magic the political leaders are deploying. Like you do have to default to the people, and what do they want? you know.
Yeah.
Hecat brings up an interesting point. Does that end it, though? Like if we kill Putin, and to answer that question directly, I think it does. If you look at that speech he gave to his cabinet the night before he launched the military operation in Ukraine, these people were so terrified of him. They're sitting at children's desks. I mean, it was extremely demeaning. So I don't get the feeling that, I do think this might be a single-headed snake as opposed to, a hydra. And if you lopped Putin's head off, no, I don't think anybody would pick up exactly where he left off. And of course the United States would, because we're beyond empire. Multi-headed.
Yeah. I think it's also very interesting to add to that. I will say that, Russia has been kind of I heard a lot of people saying that the life expectancy is very low. Things like the medical system is already gone. There's so many people that have HIV, tuberculosis, many of these things that it's not very prevalent in the West, but the healthcare is very, very terrible since the fall of the Soviet Union, and then also
absolutely, and that's exactly why the oligarchs don't want to live there. And I mean, if you follow the template of most wars, what's a better way to spur on sort of economic development, and industry
with just a war?
Yes, with just a war. I mean, that's how we got out of the United States got out of the Great Depression. It's the whole wag the dog theory in a way. Or wag the tail of the dog, whatever the fuck it's called. But you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, Russia doesn't have even the infrastructure. And I don't know if it was the crocodile tears, that crazy-ass drug, or just communism, but nobody wants to do a goddamn fucking thing in Russia, man. Nobody wants to work. It's worse than here. It's shitty over there. And as much as I criticize the United States, I wouldn't be able to handle living in Russia, man. It's gray.
It's pretty
cold.
Rough.
It's rough, man. It's not as rough as it was in, the 60s, and then again in the 80s, the bread lines and all that, and perestroika, and it's probably horrible there right now.
Yeah, and I think it's just a bunch of people that are just the melancholy has gone so much. It's I don't have anything to live for, and to a certain extent, that's probably the reason why, he's okay, well, this is an absolute all or nothing battle, just so then we can go ahead and get some more resources with the West. And I think it's because of Ukraine wanted to go ahead and join NATO and also the EU. They're they're not going to go ahead and trade with us because now, because the West has always been saying that it's Putin, Russia, and then all this orange man bad crap. It's been like this for a very, very long time. You can say whatever you want with Trump, but when you kind of have this huge propaganda of being always the bad guy, always this, always just being the villain of everybody else's. If you're always being told that you're the villain, somewhere in between, you're going to have to act like the villain in order to go ahead and do something about it, because if international trading is not, you can't do international trading, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're not going to have a nation for very long.
No, Exactly. That's back to why the oligarchs are going to be the ones to act. Because, if you don't have a country to live in, it's not like they're going to start slumming it and living in some slumlord tenement that they own, in a bad part of fucking St. Petersburg or Moscow. These guys want to be jet-setting around on their yachts and barely ever being in Russia unless they need to be. It's just, I think that's really, it's the old story, fuck, our economy is fucked. I stole too much money from my own company, from Gazprom. I don't know, because they have a ton of exports. Europe gets 80% of their oil from them. But
yep.
It's interesting. He could just also be a psychopath.
It looks like it. It really does look like
yeah.
it. It's, but I think it's just because, he's getting older, and then I think it's just like a desperate all or nothing, because either A, my whole, society is going to burn and fall because of what happened, especially within, the past almost, 60 years.
Yeah. And, he is an old Cold War comrade, KGB trained, conditioned to defend Mother Russia and his mentors and things completely reinforced this.
Yep.
All right, you're going to have to excuse me for a second. I have to go to the bathroom.
I can keep on talking. So.
Talking, my brother. I'll be right back. I'll mute.
Go ahead. But yeah, it's a very quite interesting state of affairs as we might have been seeing. I hope that we can go ahead and find a little bit of just some settlement, or at least a settling between the scores. Between everything that's going on. And I know Mr. Cat God is listening, and thank you very much for listening so far, man. I really do appreciate you. And I hope you are doing very fantastically. And then, of course, there's always the public apology to Chris Rock over Oscar Slap. We are seeing... I'm just looking at, a bunch of news kind of things. I really don't want to go ahead and put up a bunch of dead air, so. Oh, geez. Wow, congratulations. Well, congratulations, Cat God. Congratulations on the house. You're not the only one that had to go ahead and get out of the nest. That's what I also did. I have, an apartment so far, and I really enjoy it. It's very quiet. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break so then I can go ahead and get something going on. So I'll be right back.
Throw a song on.
No. Yep, that's what I was going to go ahead
okay.
and do. It'll just be a real quick break.
Okay. Hey, it's great to be back on the air with you.
Oh, fuck. Sorry about that. You were saying something real quick about him.
Oh, no, I was just saying it's great to be back on the air with you. It's a hoot, brother.
Oh, I miss it really, really well. So we're going to go ahead and do a quick one-minute song real fast, and then we'll go ahead and get back into the show. All right, that was The Flex by Yokolele. I asked him if I could go ahead and use it. He said yes. I actually did a quick commission to go ahead and have a couple of the songs, and I might actually show that here soon. Very much so, especially with my kind of like dumpster fire chat stream. So I think that'll be fun to see too.
That was Yokolele made that?
Yep.
Oh, that was dope. That was awesome. I love that dude. Yeah, that was that was really good. I've always pronounced his handle Yokolele, so I thought it was like Kali Linux Backtrace. But you said Yokolele.
I think it was. I always like said Yokolele, but I'm like, you know, it might be actually something different, you know.
I fucking love you, Dallin. Yeah, I always thought it was a reference to the famous Backtrace Kali Linux deployment tool.
I think it might be actually
good. It's funny, like I used to just say Yo Kali on the radio along with me. I can't yell them like they used to because I don't have the studio I had in Vermont.
Oh, no shit. Okay. So.
But it's.
That's.
Go ahead, Michael.
It's still very quite interesting to come back into a show like this from like a long time of not being on. So it's
it's good.
Yeah.
We're just getting our feet wet again, without throwing the hand right on the third rail. And in fact, I have to go play pool league in like 10 minutes.
Okay. Well,
they've restarted, but is this your day off, Mondays?
Mondays and then Thursdays into Fridays, and then I will be doing the dumpster fireside chat on Fridays at 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock
right
for
on.
Me, it'll be 8 o'clock for you.
Oh, I love your mathematics. All right, that's excellent. And well, then Monday nights, maybe let's get this fired back up. You know, get people reacquainted, fired up. I know there's a lot of family out there who's like, you know, still engaged and supporting one another, and it's super fun to do this show with you, and let's keep doing it, man.
Oh yeah, if you gotta go ahead and go whenever you need to, so I'm okay with what you need to do.
You're good. Keep rapping. Fucking call Yo Cali, see if his name is Yo Khalili or Yo Cali.
I gotta ask. I might want to ask for the pronunciation too. So.
Yo, I love
and
you.
And then I will tell. Hey, I love you, man. Best of luck and have a wonderful night.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute, but I'm gonna keep listening.
I don't know if there's anything really per se. No, actually, I don't think there's really anything else that we can talk about. We'll go ahead and get a little bit more stuff, a little bit more preparation for
Canadian Glenn will say we'll get some material next time.
Yes,
but I mean just to get the thing up and running again, it's a lot of fun, and we'll keep it going.
Oh yeah.
And much love to the Twatter family out there. And please, stay healthy.
Well, that is probably the end of the stream. I'm hoping that we can go ahead and do a little bit more. Best of luck and have a wonderful night. Oh, that too. We can go ahead and try to get Glenn on, so. All right. Best of luck, y'all. Have a good night.